53 left to go before this game. I think we're going to get ready for the starting lineup. So, Vaughn, why don't you start off with Avon's defense?
Starting off for Avon's defense, we have at defensive ends, number 44, Joe Belden, 6'3", 250 senior. Defensive end, number 90, A.J. Elcock, 5'10", 195 junior. At the nose guard, we have number 95, Gunnar Larson, 5'11", 220 sophomore. At the linebackers, number 39, Matt Thompson, 6'0", 205, a junior. Middle linebacker, number 33, Zach Williams, 6'0", 210, a senior. And the other outside linebacker, number 24, Rashawn Brandt, 6'1", 235, a senior. At the defensive back, number 28, Nick Handelin, 6'1", 185, senior. At the cornerbacks, we have number 2, Gage Laxson, 6'4", 190, senior. And at the other cornerback, number 11, Drew Sheotovic, 5'11", 185, senior. As a free safety and then the safety, we have number 30, Scott Campbell, 6'2", 175, junior. And number 31, Brian Fitzgerald, 6'0", 185, sophomore. And for those Ben Davis defense?
And for the Ben Davis defense side, the boys on the defensive end side of the ball on the left and right, number 99, Antonio McEwen, 6'12", 240 pounds, senior. On the other side, defensive end, number 11, the 5'11", senior, 196 pounds, Dallas Pitts. And then two defensive tackles in the middle, number 98, both 6'1", 270, Deontay Gaddle. Number 96, Norman Oglesby, 275. The two outside linebackers, number 32, 165 pounds, the 5'9", senior, Christian Hunter. And number 8, the 185 pounds, 6'1", senior, Japri Minor. And the man to run all of it, the Will linebacker, number 22, the 6'3", 195 pound junior, Osmar Billaw. The middle linebacker, 6', 225 pounds, the senior, John Ward. The two cornerbacks were on the stations there, number 10, Shad Stinger, 5'8", 170 pounds. Another number 3, the senior, 180 pounds, 5'8", Chris Parrish. Free safety, number 28, Cortez Tenen, 5'10", 195 pounds, senior. And now for the Avon offense side of the ball.
For the Avon offensive starters, at quarterback, number 18, Brandon Peters, 6'5", 195, junior. At the running back, number 25, Derek Tenen, 5'10", 190, senior. At the fullback, number 21, Taylor Sanders, 5'10", 195, senior. At the wide receivers, number 3, Cole Riley, 5'11", 175, senior. Number 15, Andrew Griffin, 6'10", 190, junior. Number 21, Sully Brown, 6'2", 185, junior. At the tight end, we have number 80, Matt Moore, 6'3", 210, junior. At the right tackle, number 54, Ryan Dickinson, 6'3", 290, junior. At the right guard, number 64, Ross Carter, 5'8", 230, senior. At the center, number 63, Brady Nyland, 5'10", 250, senior. At the left guard, number 53, Zach Ryan, 6'2", 280, senior. And at the left tackle, number 52, Nick Shoemaker, 6'3", 260, junior. And for the Ben Davis offense?
And for your Ben Davis offense, the captain, the one man running it all, number 11, the quarterback, 6'3", 205 pounds, senior, Kyle Kastner. The running back, 5'9", 195 pounds, senior, 24, Dorian Tate. Number 2, 6'6", 210 pounds, senior, Brandon Gillis. The running back, wide receiver specialist, number 12, the 5'10", 167, junior, Chris Evans. The wide receiver running the front, True Smith, number 15, 6'1", 185 pounds, senior. Number 16, the 6'2", 260 pounds, senior, Story Emerson. And now for the offensive line, the two tackles, number 56, Jaleel Brewer, 6'3", 245 pound junior. And for the other tackle, Justin Brandon, number 77, 5'11", 273 senior. And for those two guards on the left and right side, going from left to right, number 54, 6'1", 250 pound senior, Cache Wilder. And for the other guard, on the right side, number 52, though 5'11", 250-pound senior, Tim Fields. And the man run the middle, the new center not playing, who didn't play last week, number 67, 6', 320-pound senior, Josh Brown. And that's going to do it here. We're about to run it, and the clock has ran out. The pregame show is over, and we're back, baby. Week 2, Ben Davis Giants, Avon Orioles. Rivalry begins here in the regular season. And for our captains, we have, of course, Dorian Tate, Kyle Kastner, and Tim Fields, and
Jalen Harden,
who's actually not in the starting lineup this week. Yeah. But I guarantee we see him a lot. All right, going into this game, Ben Davis, what do you have to look out for? What does Avon need to expect coming from our side of the ball?
Well, what Avon needs to expect is that Ben Davis is going to hit them hard. They're not going to spend time. They're not going to waste any time throwing it over the middle like they did last week with Drew Smith. They're going to get the ball handed off as quickly as possible. So Avon needs to make sure that they cover that if they plan on stopping the Giants.
All right, on Avon's side of the ball, what does the Giants need to look out for? How the Avons are so talented?
Well, see, Avon, see, the Giants need to worry about is Avon's running game. They need to make sure that Tennant doesn't get away with anything and that their defense can hold up, as well as make sure that they cover all the wide receivers and tight ends to ensure that there's no big plays that happen tonight.
All right, watch out for Derek Tennant. Also, got to stop that running game for Ben Davis' side of the ball. The Avon offense is very talented right now. Brandon Peters coming back from starting last year as a sophomore, now a junior, another year of experience. This Avon offense can be very dangerous, as I think you said, Coach Kirscher said inside Ben Davis football on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, it looks like coming up, the Ben Davis Giants offense will start off, as it looks like Avon's going to be kicking it off as they elected to defer. And Avon is going to give Ben Davis Giants offense the first time to start, as Jalen Hard in the backfield, as long as Chris Evans to start this game. And all I can say is, LeVon Dern, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And it looks like for kicking off for the Avon Orioles, it's going to be the kicker, Sam Perino. Alex Stephon's going to be the kicker. So here we go, starting the first quarter, ball on the 40-yard line. And it's a beautiful night. Storms coming in from the west side. Jalen Hard and Chris Evans in the backfield for the Giants return. And the kick from Stephon is about to come as the whistle has blown. And here comes the kick. Stephon taking a couple steps. Here comes a big leg, and it's booted down the field. Going back over to Jalen Harden. He has to step back and is going to catch in the end zone. The whistle will be blown for a touchback near the left side of the ball. So the Giants offense will come out, starting on the ball on the 20-yard line with about 12 minutes left to go. The game just started, and I think it's time to see what the Giants offense can do.
Yeah, it's going to be imperative that this Giants offense comes out here and gets things going out right away. But Jalen Harden is lucky that he's able to hold on to that ball. If he had dropped that, this could have been a totally different game already.
You're exactly right. That's something you got to watch out for, is turnovers. And big thing here for the Giants offense, the good thing is we don't really cause any. So Kyle Cash is very smart on the ball. Dorian Tate's very smart. So here we go. As Ben Davis, Giants offense is running on the field. Kyle Kaster is leading the group. And it looks like Kyle Kaster is going to start off the ball on the 20-yard line, first and 10 on the 20 with Kyle Kaster in shotgun formation. Dorian Tate to his left. And on the left side, the wide receivers are going to be Story Emerson and Brandon Gillison. On the far right, it's going to be Chris Evans and True Smith. And already a penalty to start this game. Right before anything had happened, the ref's going to blow off. It's a false start on the Giants' offense. Looks like it's going to be on the offensive lineman for the offense of Jaleel Brewer. Move the Giants back 5 yards to the 15-yard line. It's not the way you want to start this game.
No, it's not. And I talked to Coach Christian about these penalties, and he says this is something that they honestly always have had an issue with, and they plan on trying to fix. And they know the penalty is when it comes to penalties all such right. as that.
Cast and shotgun formation, Dorian Tate's left side. Play action fake, gives it out to True Smith on the squad receiver screen on the left side. Going to fight through Avon defenders to get the yards back from the penalty. It's going to be second and 10, ball on the 20-yard line. 11:48 left to go in this first quarter.
Just an easy play to start off with here. The Giants aren't trying to do too much at first. They're trying to get Avon on their heels and get him into a position that they can throw this down the field.
All right, hurry up offense. Kyle Kaster in shotgun formation, second and 10. Dorian Tate to his left with Chris Evans, True Smith, and Brandon Gales to the right, and Story Emerson to the left side. It was like Kaster was taking the ball in shotgun formation. Dorian Tate to the left. He's going to send Tate out to the screen on the left side. Kaster in the backfield looking right. Deep pass down the field. Looking for Emerson and looking for a penalty is what Giants offense is looking for. And they're not going to get one as the ball is overthrown. It's going to be third and 10 with 11:19 left to go in this first quarter.
And, you know, there could have possibly been a penalty here. I think the refs kind of let him play this one now. But that one could have easily been a penalty as well. That was a perfectly played out ball for Kyle Kaster. Did not reach his receiver. It was overthrown.
Third and 10, ball on the 20. Kaster in shotgun formation. Tate to his right side with Smith, and it goes to the left. Kaster takes a snap, looks back left, scrolls out to the right side, throwing on the run, and tries to hit True Smith, but it goes right between his arms and hits the ground. So it's going to be a turnover. It's not going to be a turnover. It's going to be a three and out here for the Ben Davis Giants offense to start off this game.
And that's not what they wanted to start out there. I've seen a play like that happen where the ball gets tipped up in the air, and that ends up being an interception. I know that's from the Lions' standpoint, and that's something we don't want to see here at all from the Giants. So they got to make sure that if they're going to go for that ball, they can catch it.
Exactly. All right, Caster's going to be the punter here, fourth and 10, ball on the 20-yard line where they started off. The punt returners for Avon are going to be number 15 of Andrew Griffin and Matt Thompson. So Caster looking to take the snap. He's going to boot down the field, and it's only going to get to about the 50-yard line where Thompson is going to get it. He muffs the punt, picked up by Griffin, muffed again, but Griffin's going to have to fall on top of it about at the 47-yard line. So the Avon Orioles are going to take the ball from the 47-yard line on their side of the field.
Yeah, that was all over the place. That's We had a bad kickoff to start off the game, and that looked like a bad punt that just ended up almost helping the Giants more than it hurt them.
And I might get a defensive momentum here. All right, looks like it's Avon offense is coming out. Brandon Peters leading the bunch with Derek Tennant out there with him. All right, in the bunch, Derek Tennant. Peters a shotgun formation of Derek Tennant to his right side and Griffin out to the far. Tennant looking in shotgun formation to take the snap. And he receives a snap, shotgun right, looking to pump fake left. Wide receiver screen over to Derek Darian Love onto the cross of the 45-yard line on Giants' side of the ball. Ends up about near the 41-yard line for a first down. Avon Orioles to start off this game. Not looking too hot right now for the Giants' defense to start off.
Yeah, the Giants are struggling early here offensively and defensively, and that was a perfect play there by Avon to start their offensive striking zone. And, I mean, that was a good play. A great screen, great setup, and end up for a first down.
All right, Brandon Peters in shotgun formation with Derek Tennant to his right side, three wide receivers to the left, one to the near for Avon Orioles offense. Peters in shotgun formation looking to direct the offense, looking to take the snap, and Peters takes the snap, looks to run, gives it off to Derek Tennant to the left side, who gets tackled in the backfield by the defensive end of Dallas Pitts for a loss there on the play.
Yeah, and again, that was a great job there by the Giants defense to get things situated. And I just realized that we have an alumni here. Guess what his number was? Number 19 last year. Michael Beatty's here.
That's Michael Beatty right there.
No, he's down there.
Oh, well, it's a good thing we always have our alumni here to get us rooting us on. All right, well, second and 11, 10 on 8 left to go in this first quarter. Ball on the 42-yard line of the Giants' side of the ball. Peters in shotgun formation. Tennant to the right side. Three receivers to the left. One to the right side. Going left to right is the Orioles will take the snap. Get off to Derek Tennant on the left side again. Tennant trying to make something happen. His feet stops, stutters, and crosses about the 40-yard line. He's going to be taken down there for a gain of about 2. So it's going to be 39 with 9:46 left to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, and that right there, Tennant did a great job. You know, that play couldn't have gotten any more yards than what it got, because Tennant had to end up drawing the entire defense pass, and was exactly what happened, and he was able to pick up at least a yard from the already lost yards that they had.
All right, with Peters in shotgun formation of Tennant to his right side, Luce and Griffin to the right with Kana to the left. Peters looking to take the snap in shotgun formation. Well, Peters takes snap, scrolls out to the right side, dropping out big, looking for a long pass over to Griffin. It's going to be overthrown there. Great job defensively by the Giants. Going to go out of bounds. So it's going to be 4th and 9. And it looks like Avon's special teams unit is going to come out and punt this ball off to the Ben Davis Giants.
And you know what? That one was completely on Brandon Peters. He should have thrown a lot better ball than what he had there.
Yep. Throwing on the run, didn't set his feet, it don't look like. So with 9:14 left to go, both teams have had turnovers or back-to-back. 3 and outs, I should say, as the punter for the Avon Orioles is going to come out and kick this ball off, and the punter is going to be Sam Perano. Sam Perano looked at the snap, kicking it off to, looks like, the 13 of our own, Rashawn Bond. And he punts the ball off near the 50, but booming kick to the left side near about the 10-yard line. That's going to go out of bounds as the whistle is blown, and it looks like the Ben Davis Giants offense will take the offensive ball about the 7-6 yard line here. So as the Giants looking to get their second drive, get some points on the board.
That was a great, I just got to put it how it is. That was a great kick. Put them inside the 20, so inside, I think actually inside the 10 possibly. And so that was a great job there by the Avon special teams.
All right, it's Kastner leading his bunch out here. Again, Kastner in the white uniforms with gray helmets tonight as they are in the way uniforms. Avon Orioles in those black with camel lettering and black helmets here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium. Kastner in shotgun formation, ball on the 7-yard line and back to deep back territory. Got Kyle Kastner in shotgun formation with running back of Dorian Tate to his right side. Kastner sees a snap, gets off to Tate on the left side. Will gain maybe a yard there running between the guard and the tackle. And it'll be 2nd and 9 with 8:58 left to go in this first quarter.
You know, I'm very interested to see why the Giants are struggling so much getting started here on offense, as well as their defense has really did. Luckily, their defense was able to get a stop. This offense not looking as good as last week.
All right, Kastner in shotgun formation of Tate to his right side. Bond and Emerson to the right side. Kastner muffs the snap but gets it. Looking for a long deep pass over to Gillis. And it's about 10 yards too deep there as the fans over here are looking for a flag. But it's going to be 3rd and 10 with 8:36 left to go in this first quarter. Kastner has yet to complete a pass.
Yeah, and this one also will go on Kastner's fault because Kastner felt the pressure and he felt he needed to get it away from him. Therefore, I believe he threw the incomplete pass on purpose here just because he knew how far and deep he could throw it.
All right, Kastner in shotgun formation. Tate to his right side. Emerson Smith and Wilkerson to the far right with Gillis to the left. Kastner sees a snap, looks left, looks right, shuffles his feet, looking to find Smith, and it's going to be nearly intercepted in and out of the hands of Oriole defender of number 2 of Gabe Laxons. So it's going to be 4th and 10 here, 8:30 left to go in this first quarter as the Giants will punt once again.
And, you know, Mike Kirshner's probably not too happy with the way this game has gone off to. You know, we're already almost in this game for 5 minutes, and the score is still 0-0, and the Giants haven't even gotten past the 50-yard line yet.
And Kastner has yet to complete a pass.
That as well.
All right, Kastner in punt return. He will be the punter here, as in the punt returners for the Avon Orioles, Andrew Griffin and Matt Thompson. They're standing about near the 45-yard line of Giants territory. Kastner sees a snap in deep territory and a terrible punt. That's only going to get to about the 30-yard line, it looks like. So the Orioles don't have to go very far to get a scoring drive here.
No, they don't. And honestly, this first time Kastner's actually, as a punter, has kicked within his own end zone. So I think that kind of sparked him up a little bit, rumbled his little feathers, and he wasn't able to get a really good kick out of that one.
And Kastner's patting himself on the back, saying he could do better than that, coming over on the sideline, trying to make something happen for this offense. But now it's Avon Orioles' turn. Ball on the 34-yard line of Giants territory. 8:24 left to go in this first quarter as Peters is in shotgun formation with Tennant to the left side and Griffin and Luce out to the far. All right, Peters looking to take the snap, calling out a cadence, and Peters takes the snap, scrolling out left, trying to throw on the run, stops, plants his feet, throw, trying to find Griffin on the sideline, in and out of the hands, and it's going to be incomplete. 2nd and 10 with 8:18 left to go, ball on the 34-yard line.
And that was Moore right there that got the incomplete pass. No, no. Okay. Well, that was Moore right, and, you know, that was completely on him. I can't put that anywhere else.
And Peters likes to throw on the run, it looks like, a lot. All right, now Peters in shock formation. Peters is running out, and he's going to be in I formation, having the fullback back there with Derek Tennant and two wide receivers to the far, one to the near. As Brandon Peters is under I formation of the center, 2nd and 10, ball on 34-yard line, 18 left to go. He takes a snap, play action fake, gives it off, handoff delay, and Derek Tennant is going to be muffed there by the defensive line of the Giants at about the 34-yard line. They'll go nowhere, 3rd and 10 with 8:06 left to go in this first quarter.
And you know what was kind of interesting about that? He got tackled by his own offensive lineman.
That's always fun. All right, Brandon Peters walking over to the sideline trying to get a play from his coach as he comes back into the huddle. As you can see, those camo jerseys they have on, the camo lettering, the black outside of it. All right, Brandon Peters in shotgun formation with Derek Tennant to the right side. Out to the far is Braden Luce, Andrew Griffin, and Matt Moore. And Peters in shotgun formation looks to take the snap. Takes the snap, shuffles his feet, looks right back left. Near against sack, steps up, throws it over to Moore at about the 20-yard line for first down. Ball's muffed out, picked up by Christian Hunter at the 20-yard line. Christian Reiner makes the moves, 25, doing a spin move around one defender to 30, trying to make out of a play, get it to the 35, doing more and more moves, trying to get away, and he'll end up at the 35-yard line after a great job there by the outside linebacker of Christian Hunter, making moves like he was a running back on that play. Ball, Giants, turnover, Avon.
And I think we have something from Trinity on the sideline.
That's one. Get open the window. It's not see-through.
No. Well, we're trying to... Trinity? And we're having a...
Just tell her. All right, they're going to say the tight end, Matt Moore, was down by completion there by number 8, so he's not going to be a fumble recovery there for the Giants defense. The Giants defense will come back on the field. So first down, Avon, as they're saying, Matt Moore was down by contact before the ball popped out.
So that one's not going to be what they wanted to hear at all, and kind of a late call, especially since they whistled it, since they whisked that one away.
All right, now it looks like Brandon Pierce has the ball inside the red zone. Ball on the 19-yard line, first and 10. 7:16 left to go in the first quarter. Giants fans, Giants family not happy about that call, but nothing you can do now. The refs call the game. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation with Derek Tennant to his right side. One receiver to the far, two to the near. Takes a snap as Peters gives off to Tennant on the left side, and Tennant will be met at about the 20-yard line by three Giant defenders, leading the way by number Antonio McEwen there on the stop with 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. It's going to be second and 10, ball on the 19-yard line.
Well, the Giants have done a really good job on this rushing game so far, not allowing too many yards, not allowing a lot of offense to really be played by the running game, and that's something that was big. But now they got to do the same thing with the passing game. The passing game's done a little bit better now. And if they don't put a stop to that soon, it's going to be a touchdown for the Avon Orioles.
Yes, it is. Brandon Pierce in shotgun formation. Derek Tennant to his right side. Three wide receivers to the far, one to the near. Ball on the 20-yard line, second and 11. Peters takes the snap, looks left, looks right, steps up in the pocket, trying to find Andrew Griffin at the 5-yard line. Takes a couple more steps to the two before he's taken down by Jalen Harden. So pass completion there to Andrew Griffin on the play. First down, Avon Orioles ball on the 3-yard line.
That was a great job of Brandon Pierce popping that ball, stepping up in the pocket, and able to get that one right out to the receiver over down the center of the field. You can't ask for a better play with that when you got the defense bailing down on you on all sides.
If you do, it's a ball on the 4-yard line, inside the 5, 6:15 left to go. Peters under center in I formation, one receiver to the far, two to the near. Pierce gets off to Derek Tennant near the left side, cuts back right, jukes in for into the end zone. Touchdown, Avon Orioles as Avon score. Scores now 6-0. Avon leads over the Ben Davis Giants with 6:08 left to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, and that is exactly what the Giants wanted to avoid. They didn't want to be down early. The same thing that happened last year in sectional, so we'll see what the Giants have to hopefully tie this game up.
Yeah, I'm kicking now for the Avon special teams. It's going to be Sam Perino here looking to give that 7-0 lead here for the Avon Orioles. So Perino is about ready to kick, take steps, kick is up, and it's going to be blocked there by the man in the middle, Norman Oglesby. So it's going to be Avon Orioles 6, Ben Davis Giants 0. With 6:08 left to go in this first quarter, we'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
WBDG thanks Classic Kings Automotive, located at 8485 West Washington Street. Classic Kings services include the restoration of foreign, domestic, and vintage classic cars and newer autos as well. Classic Kings also offers sales and brokerage services. 317-333-4427 is the number for Classic Kings. On the web at ClassicKings.com. Thanks to Classic Kings Automotive for its support of this WBDG sports broadcast.
And we're back here at Avon High School here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium, where the Avon Orioles are capping off a touchdown drive, and they're leading the Ben Davis Giants 6-0 with 6:08 left in the first quarter. A Christian Hunter fumble recovery got revoked to give Avon Orioles a drive and tendency to score a touchdown here. 6-0 is the lead for the Avon Orioles.
And that's the best thing in the world for Avon, and one of the not-so-great things for the Ben Davis Giants having to trail already early in this game. Just a score update, nothing huge from teams that deal with us. Oak Hill up 6-0 to Southwood.
All right, here we go to kick it off. Jalen Harden and Chris Evans in the backfield. And Perino's kick is up. And to the left, it's going to be Chris Evans, who's going to get it at the 1-yard line. He's going to take it from there, running to the right side, passes the 10, passes the 15 on the right side, doing a spin move, juke move to the 20. He's going to step out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. So Kyle Kastner will have his third drive of the evening and looking to make a touchdown drive out of it at most.
And, you know, at this point, you're like, let's get something on the board. Let's get something productive out of this drive so that we can say that we are closer now to beating Avon.
I think the number one goal right here is to hopefully complete a pass for Kyle Kastner, as he does have one completion. I was wrong earlier. He did have that little wide receiver screen, but you got to do better than that.
Yeah.
All right, so 6:02 left to go in this first quarter. First and 10, ball on the 21-yard line. Kastner in shotgun formation with Darian Tate to his left side. Kastner takes a snap, hands it off to Tate up to the middle, and he's going to gain a couple yards with his feet, but he's going to go down at about the 24-yard line. So it's going to be second and 7 with 5:53 left to go in this first quarter.
And you, at this point, you start to wonder, is Kastner questioning his throwing abilities, as they've been running quite a bit?
All right, Darian Tate looking to call off, trying to get out of the game, as it looks like number 13 of Rashawn Bond will enter the game, and Chris Evans will move into the backfield. Kastner in shotgun formation, Evans to the left side. Kastner receives a snap, gives off to Evans to the right side, finding for more yards to Evans, but he's only going to gain about a yard, and it's going to be third and six here with 5:25 left to go in this first quarter. Running game going nowhere for the Giants offense.
Yeah, and again, you're really wondering why to keep running it when you know you've got a great wide receiver set. We're just ready to see it come down the field.
Third and six, ball on the 25-yard line. Kastner in shotgun formation. Chris Evans to the left, three receivers to the near, one to the far. Kastner takes a snap, shuffles back left, looks left, looking far, looking for Brendan Gillis, and has Gillis completion at about the 36-yard line. Takes one extra step to the 37 with his body length. And first down, Giants. Gillis using his arm length ability, and like Goen says, you can't teach height.
Yeah, there's a reason why Gillis is 6'6", and you just showed it there, catching up over two defenders.
All right, Kastner on the ball, 37-yard line, first 10, 4:57 left to go in the first quarter. Kastner in shotgun formation, takes a snap, fake hands off to Tate, and he's going to be sacked quickly there, and he's going to be hit hard by the Avon defensive line.
Yeah, he got bashed up there from both the front and the back by three different defenders there, but great job there holding on to the ball and holding on to their life.
All right, with 4:38 left to go in this first quarter. Second and 13, ball on the 34-yard line. Kastner in shotgun formation. Evans to the left. Two wide receivers to the near, two to the far. Kastner takes a snap, and he cadence and draws the defensive jump, but there's a penalty on the play, and we're going to see what's on, and the referees are pointing towards Avon. So it looks like it's going to be a...
Should be a first down if it's ball start on Avon.
Defensive encroachment on the Avon Orioles defensive line. Great job there by Kastner on the cadence call. So it's going to be a second and eight, ball on a 39, 4:27 left to go in this first quarter. Kastner in shotgun formation of Evans to the left. Gillis to the near, Smith and Truth in the far. Evans, Gillis to Kastner over to Evans across the middle to about the 48-yard line for another first down. Giants, back-to-back completions, Kastner to Gillis there.
Yeah, and that was a great job there by Gillis yet again. He's showing his skills. He's definitely improved since he started on this team last year.
Yes, he has. Kastner in shotgun formation. First and 10 here. Ball on the 48-yard line. 4:13 left to go in this first quarter. Darian Tate to his right side coming back in the game. Three receivers to the far, one in the near. Kastner takes a snap, looks left, looks right, shuffles. Long deep pass across the middle. And a beautiful grab there, leaping by Rashawn Bond at about the 24-yard line. And what a beautiful grab there by Bond.
That dude had some bunny rabbits installed in the bottom of his dang shells. Unbelievable as he just blows himself up in the air, gets the high ball from Kastner, pulls it down for a long completion.
And hurry up offense coming up. Kastner takes a snap, gives off to Tate up the middle. Tate to the 20-yard line to about the 17, and he'll be taken down there. And he breaks out of the middle, does a spin move about the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. Darian Tate with a touchdown run there, breaking through defenders like left and right, showing why he is the man of the backfield.
And this is the Giant team that we have grown to love, and this is the Giant team that a lot of people believe is a state contendering team, and they're showing it here on this drive with about five plays and about 90 yards.
Great job there by Kastner, leading his group down the field for a touchdown drive, like I said. And it looks like Chris Flores will look for to make the PAT to give the Giants a lead, hopefully. Flores' kick is up, and it's going to be no good. Score 6-6, 3:51 left to go in this first quarter. Giants Avon tied. We're here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in the 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here to Hendricks Regional Health Stadium on this beautiful Friday evening. Blue skies, and the Giants and Avon Orioles are going at it. Tied 6-6 here with 3:51 remaining in the first quarter off a beautiful answering scoring drive by Kyle Kastner in the Giants offense. Great job there finishing off by Darian Tate running up the middle for a 21-yard rushing touchdown, breaking out of the pack. Some wonder how he does it.
Yeah, you really do, but he's showing his athletic skills here tonight, as he did last week, and this is a Giants team that I've been very interested in loving.
And Flores going up with a kick, and the kick is up, and it's going far right, deep kick, about to caught at the 5-yard line, and looks like Tennant will be taking it from that to 15, 20, 25. We finally tied 27. The ball is loose. We have Giants. Avon fighting for the ball, waiting for a referee call. Who has it? As the Giants are pointing them, Avon's pointing their way. And Giants football. Yes, it is. Fumble recovery there by number 22 of Asmar, Billal.
Yeah, that was Sully Brown there who returned it. And that was an unbelievable job by the Giants, who end up pulling off the stop and getting the ball back and now going on the offense.
Great job there. Giants are getting more momentum. Momentum is what you need to get their scoring drive out. Giants had a chance to take the lead here. 3:45 left to go in this first quarter. All right, Kastner leading the bunch out of the huddle. With Kastner in shotgun formation. Chris Evans to his right. True Smith and Gillis out to the right side. With Story Emerson or Sean Bond to the left. Kastner in shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Hands off. Fake hands off to Evans. Scrolls out to the right. Gives it off to Evans near the left side on the run. And Evans is going to lose about 4 to 5 yards there. Catching the ball in the backfield. And met up by a bunch of Avon tacklers there on the defensive side, led by Brian Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and that play was snuffed out from the beginning. I mean, there was no other ways to say that. And chopper eight, now in the skies.
Yeah, like I said, Calhoun is coming, but Kyle Kastner in shotgun formation. Dorian Tate to the right side. Two wide receivers to the far, two to the near. Kastner looks to take the snap, and he does. Shovels back, looks left, looks right. Deep pass over and on the right side for Story Emerson, and in and out of the hands of the Avon Oriole, Gabe Laxons, nearly intercepted there. Kastner just a little bit overthrew that.
Yeah, more like a lot overthrew that. Emerson was the one who saved that from being an interception by putting enough of his hand in the way so that it didn't happen. Score update. Second quarter, Center Grove down to Whiteland 7-0.
Oh.
Sectional opponents.
3:06 left to go in this first quarter. 3rd and 15, ball on the 34-yard line. Kastner shotgun formation, Tate to the right. Kastner sees a snap, scrolls out to the right side on the run, trying to find True Smith. And True Smith with a leaping grab up in the air will come down with the catch at about the 18-yard line. First down, Giants.
Another score update coming from the Mick. North Central down 7-0 to Hamilton Southeastern.
What's up with the Mick?
Mick struggling. Oh, and another score, Cathedral and Warren Central. Warren Central is up over Cathedral, so we got another Mick team leading.
Kastner in shotgun formation. Tate to the left, gives off to Tate up the middle. Tate to the 15, 10, juke move to the left, spin move to the right, 5, touchdown, Giants. Dorian Tate with a beautiful move left and right, spin move around to get the Giants a 12-6 lead over the Ben Davis Giants against the Avon Orioles with 2:48 left to go in this first quarter.
He told him to shine his own shoes because that was unbelievable. What a run. He was able to break the tackle. He was able to carry a guy on his back, and he got the touchdown to give the Giants the lead.
Dorian Tate using that juke move left, right, spinning around, showing great athleticism. He already has 2 rushing touchdowns. He had 2 touchdowns last week, and he has 2 this game in the first quarter. And Chris Forrest looking to make the PAT, and Forrest kick is up. And no good. Far right, Chris Flores is 0-for-2 on PAT attempts. And Coach Mike Kirshner is not very happy about that. He thought that was in and good. But we'll take a quick 30-second break here at Ben Davis Sports Radio Network. Ben Davis Giants lead the Avon Orioles 12-6 with 2:48 left to go in the first quarter.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at the Freedom Health Stadium. Giants 12-6, 2:40 left to go in the first quarter. And I think we have a scoring update on the sideline from Trinity Elliott. All right, it looks like just having technical difficulties. Chris Ford's PA kick is up and far. And it looks like it's going to be picked up by Andrew Griffin at the 15. 10, moving left, hits by one defender, going out to the right side. On the right side, making one defender miss, Mick, and he's going to be brought down about the 30-yard line by the kicker, Chris Flores. The kicker can do it all.
Yeah, and that was a great return there by Chris Flores.
All right, and Chris Flores doing a great job there, but he's making the stop there. 2:41 left to go in this first quarter. Ball on the 31-yard line for the Avon Orioles offense. As the Giants defense looking to get another quick turnover to give the Giants offense another scoring opportunity. All right, now coming down the field is Brandon Peters with his offensive group here in shotgun formation of Derek Tennant to the right side. Three receivers to the far, one to the near here. 2:41 to go, first and 10 ball on the 31-yard line. Peters takes the snap, looks right, looks left. Little dip pass over to Derek Tennant. One-handed grab on the 40-yard line, and he'll just step out of bounds at about the 46-yard line near the right side, untouched. So it's going to be a first down for the Avon Orioles with 2:36 left to go in the first quarter.
And at this point, Avon is looking to not only score but take the lead because of that missed extra point.
6 up to go in this first quarter. Ball on the 46-yard line of the Avon Orioles territory. First and 10, Brandon Peters leaving his group in I formation under center. One right seated in the air, two to the far. Peters under center with Derek Tennant in the backfield. And Peters looks to take the snap, gives it off to Derek Tennant up the middle, making moves with his legs, going left, right, cuts back right, and he'll be finally taken down by Osmar Bilal at about the 50-yard line for a gain of 4 yards.
And that was a good 4 yards for the Avon Orioles, as they're just trying to pick up a little at it each time so that eventually they can end up getting a touchdown.
All right, well, second and 10, ball on the 50-yard line with 2:12 left to go in this first quarter. Brandon Peters leading the bunch, looking for a scoring drive. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation, Derek Tennant to the right side. Three yard series to the far, one to the near. Peters looking to take the snap. That's Asmar Bilal going to sneak in for a deep sack. And it's like Peters in shotgun formation takes a snap. We'll throw a little screen pass over to Derek Tennant. It's going to go in and out of the hands of Tennant. So it's going to be an incomplete pass, 3rd and 6, ball on the 50-yard line with 1:57 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, the Giants defense seems to have gotten a little bit better each second that passes. Oh, that's what you're really hoping for. That's what you're hoping that the Giants do, so that in the end you're the winner.
Yep, ball on the 50-yard line, 3rd and 6 here. Ball, 1:57 left to go in the first quarter. Brandon Peters in shotgun formation, Derek Tennant to the right side. Three wide receivers to the far, one to the near here. And Peters looks to take the snap, and he does take the snap, looking left, looking right, shuffling up, stepping up in the field. Looking for a long, deep pass over near the 41-yard line to Andrew Griffin, who's going to be taken down at about the 39-yard line for a first down for the Avon Orioles.
Yeah, and that was a great job by Jacree Minor there, getting there, making the hit so that there was no yak gained here.
All right, 1:51 left to go in this first quarter. As it looks like this play is going to go back after a penalty was thrown, it's going to be offensive interference on the Orioles on number 15 of Andrew Griffin.
And that's going to be huge for the Orioles because they've started struggling of late getting the offensive going, and now that they're going to go back all those yards, it's going to make this a lot harder to do on third down.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 3rd and 16 now, ball on the 35-yard line, 1:44 left to go in this first quarter. Peters in shotgun formation, 3 wide receivers to the far, 1 to the near. Derek Tennant to the right side of Peters. Peters looks to take the snap, and he does. Looks left, looks right, shuffles. Long, deep pass over atop the middle. Looking for Wrightly, and in and out of the hands. Would have been a first down if caught, but great coverage there by number 40 of the Giants defense, and that's going to be John Ward.
And, you know, Avon was calling for a flag there, but from this side, from their side, it would have looked like a flag like it had earlier to us. But from our view, from our side, that was just a great play.
It really was. Great defensive play. I mean, it was a good throw by Brandon Peters and Cole Wrightly.
Score update, Hamilton Southeastern now leads over North Central 14-0.
All right, as in the punter for the Avon Orioles is coming out to punt this ball off. Alex Steffen, 4th and 22, ball on the 35. Steffen looks to punt the ball off. Long, deep punt over to Chris Evans at about the 40-yard line. Chris Evans catches it, muffs the pass, still picks it back up, and carries 4 defenders. About 7 extra yards to be taken down at about the 47-yard line of the Giants area. So 1:18 left to go in this first quarter. 1st and 10 for the Giants offense. Great opportunity here for another scoring drive.
It is, and at one point on that kick return, I think he actually got picked up by one of the defenders and ran 5 yards in the air.
Boy may be small, but he's strong.
Yes, he is.
All right, Chris Evans in the offense here. 1st and 10 here for the Giants offense. Kyle Kastner in shotgun formation of Dorian Tate to the right side. 2 wide receivers to far, 2 to the near. Kastner in shotgun formation looks to take the snap. Looking for trying to get an encroachment call on the defense by mixing up his cadences here. All right, Kastner back to shotgun formation. Takes a snap, gives it off to Tate up the middle. And Tate's going to be tripped up and taken down at about the 47-yard line. We'll pick up no yards there. So 2nd and 10 with 1:10 left to go in this first quarter.
52, Tim Fields actually showing a little injury there to the leg. He's going to stay in, though, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there.
Yeah, I feel his pain. All right, under a minute left to go in this first quarter. Second and nine. Ball in the 48-yard line of the Giants' territory. Kastner in shotgun formation. Tate to the left side. Kastner takes the snap. Gives it off to Tate over on the right side for a sweep. Breaking through the middle with a spin move. Back Jew carrying a defender for an extra 2 yards. And Dorian Tate is going to be taken down at about the 40-yard line for a Giants' first down here on the ball in the 48-yard line. 45 seconds left to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, we have not seen Chris Evans do this at all last year. He is just running through the defense as if they're nothing this year, and that's something that the Giants were really hoping he would do.
Dorian Tate on the carry. All right, Kyle Kastner in shotgun formation. Tate to the left side. Kastner gives it back to Tate over on the right side for the sweep, and he's only going to gain about 1 to 2 yards there, and that might take us to the end of the first quarter is what we were hoping. So it's going to be the end of the first quarter as Kastner in the offense is walking over the sideline. 20 seconds left to go. Second and eight when we come back. Ball on the 39-yard line. As looks like they're just going to let this clock run out. So far, Ben Davis Giants is leading the Avon Orioles by a score of Ben Davis 12, Avon 6. And that's going to do it here for us in the first quarter of play. We're here at Hendricks Regional Health Stadium in Avon, Indiana. Great game going on here. West Side Classic here. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on your Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.
Drowning is a leading cause of accidental death for children. For a safer summer, the National Drowning Prevention Alliance urges you to follow the Safer 3. For safer water, prevent children's unsupervised access with barriers and alarms. For safer kids, watch them closely when they are playing in or near water and make sure they learn how to swim. For safer response, have a phone by the pool and learn CPR. Visit PoolSafely, that's poolsafely.gov, to learn more.